From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Mexico's drug war has claimed more than 6,000 lives in the past year, and now it's spilling across the border into the U.S. The violence has gotten the attention of the White House. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton travels to Mexico tomorrow, and today the Obama administration announced plans to send more law enforcement personnel to the border. As NPR's Brian Naylor reports, the effort is meant to stop the flow of guns and money heading south and the flow of drugs heading north.
The White House says President Obama is concerned by the increased level of violence in northern Mexico and the impact it's having on both sides of the border. In addition to the thousands of deaths in Mexico, there's been a sharp increase in kidnappings among drug gangs in U.S. cities, most notably Phoenix. The policy outlined today aims to stop the violence from spreading by ramping up the deployment of U.S. enforcement on the American side of the border and by stepping up cooperation with the Mexican government. It was outlined at the White House this morning by Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano.
We've seen some increase in violence, primarily between cartels themselves, kidnappings, for example, in the Phoenix area, in the Houston area. But what we want to do is to better secure the border area against further violence and make it a safe and secure area where, of course, the rule of law is upheld and enforced.
Among the steps outlined today, increasing the number of agents from the Border Patrol, the DEA, ATF, and FBI along the border, deploying new technology, including X-rays that can see through clothing, license plate readers, and biometric ID devices. Even canine patrols are being increased. Deputy Attorney General David Ogden likened the Justice Department's efforts against Mexican drug cartels to its fight against the mafia.
As the department did in dismantling La Cosa Nostra, these new resources will build on the framework already in place to disrupt and dismantle the Mexican drug cartels.
A $700 million program started under the Bush administration called the Merida Initiative is already helping the Mexican government improve law enforcement by providing equipment such as helicopters and communications technology. It's also helping train Mexican officials in the rule of law and aiding judicial reform. Napolitano says today's steps continue the process.
If anything, this is really the first wave of things that will be happening. And we're already seeing, I think, some changes along the border. For example, the communities and the border towns themselves, some of them are actually reporting a decrease in violent crime.
Napolitano said no decision has been made yet on whether to send National Guard troops to the border, as the governors of Texas and Arizona have requested. Senate Homeland Security Committee Chairman Joseph Lieberman, a Connecticut independent, says he wants the Homeland Security Department's budget increase to deal with the threat of Mexican drug violence. He also hopes Congress will try again to close the so-called gun show loophole, which exempts weapons buyers from having to undergo a criminal background check if they buy arms at a gun show rather than from a store.
We have some evidence that the drug cartels from Mexico are paying people in the U.S. to go to gun shows and buy the weapons that they're then smuggling back in to fuel this war among drug cartels. So I think it's time to take a look at that legislation again.
The Obama administration is increasing its diplomatic efforts with Mexico. At the same time, it builds up law enforcement. Napolitano and Attorney General Eric Holder travel there next week, and Mr. Obama himself visits Mexican President Felipe Calderon next month. In a statement, the White House said Mr. Obama admires President Calderon's courage and, quote, "We stand shoulder to shoulder with him in the fight to confront and dismantle the drug cartels." Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.